This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. We just finished our 8-hour physical body organ rejuvenation. That was yesterday. We're doing a continuation of that coming up this coming Sunday. So the next month here, which will be September, we're going to be having special 8-hour calls for the first three Sundays, and it will also go into the nervous system rejuvenation. So let's first do some entity releases from people. And here we go. Go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. I'm yawning. Wow. Oh, boy. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Go to that one again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Boy, still some stuff there. 3 days cleared, so it'd probably be maybe, I'm guessing, Friday. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Well, I'm getting like an upset stomach here. Again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. That's better. And let's do a sensory body. This is how your body senses the energy on the earth here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Oh, boy, that one's off too. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There, we'll do a mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. So the entities are just quickly a once-over. So I'll just talk about what we're doing next month here on the 8-hour special calls. We're going to be working with our physical body organ rejuvenation along with our nervous system. So it'll be a continuation of what we had last month. And also, if you're new, you can come on and just start from the get-go, and they still work with you. So it's not needed to be on the previous month or month's calls. The price, if you're interested, is we do four special calls, but the main eight ones is $200 for all of them for yourself. If you have a spouse, then it's $100. Your children, if you have any in the household, are free if they're under 18 living at home. And naturally, your pets and animals are also free. So we'll see if our co-host is on today. Annika, you out there in cyberspace, Annika?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. I see Chris, Mike, Yoni, and a few others on the fast chat. Thank you for being on there. And you can always write down your questions, and you can call in too, right, Ron?
That's correct. If somebody wants to call in, geez, well, please do so. It'd be great to have some call-ins today.
I have the number here. It's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756, and that is BBS Station 1 that we're on today. It's Monday. And, you know, I found it interesting there with a trauma body and what you were feeling that was heavy, Ron. I have a friend staying here who went through a very difficult week last week, you know, quite a bit of trauma. And also, I helped a friend last week, and I picked her up from the hospital, who was very much in trauma. And I was obviously there for her. And I wonder if it's through the cordings that happened, could you be feeling some of that?
Well, that's a very good question. Yeah. Just by living life here, seeing people, their energies do mix with us, whether we like that or not or even know about it. So, yes, that's why I say just walking into some location, like a hospital or something, or a doctor's office or someplace where there's something going on, you can pick up the energies. I think most people are not conscious of them, but they do basically attach to us. And the people who are more sensitive can feel that, and they just kind of avoid certain places. And then we have people who are probably listening out there, too, that maybe don't want to watch the news on TV because they don't want to see the negativity. and or feel the negativity coming into them. I think we have a caller.
Yeah.
Is a caller online?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi,
hello,
who's there?
Yeah, I'm Larry here.
Hello, Larry.
Can I ask a question, Ron?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Ron, I wanted to ask a question about if we did an experiment and we had 12 gallons of plasma and we put human organs inside of these 12 bottles as a prototype to the human body and to do this experiment, I was wondering if per volume per square inch, if we could then manufacture synthetically hundreds of entities like squids and octopuses and caterpillars and worms and stuff and put them in there, how could they all fit in those 12 bottles that are prototypes of the human body with organs in them?
Okay, so what I think you're saying is you're working with energetics. Is that what you're saying? And you wonder how their large physical presence could be brought into a smaller container. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, or similar to a human body. Yes, how could they all fit into a human body together, hundreds of entities? How could they fit in there? And how would they coordinate to fit into the volume per square inch?
Ah, well, that's a very good question. Okay, so I'm going to describe that to you. This is very,
okay.
Very good, Larry. Thank you for asking that. Because some people wonder why when I say I'm pulling out an octopus energy, and their tentacles are 20 foot in length, and you wonder, gee, how could this thing that's 6 inches to a foot in diameter be inside of my body? Is that correct, Larry?
Yes, that's true, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. So what I want you to do is think of time, okay? Now remember, we're in a time-based reality here, okay? So let's look at time as, we'll just say, a ruler. And we'll just say the ruler is 12 inches in length. And now from one moment in time to the next is in the length of that ruler. So before it starts the first inch is where time stops. Okay. And remember, because we're in time being turned off and on. And at the end of the 12th inch is where time begins again. So that first 1 foot area, all the little markings on your ruler indicates when we're not here in time, and this is where the darkness is working with us. So do you follow that so far, Larry?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So now we'll divide that off into 30 seconds of an inch, okay, for every inch. So that would be quite a few, lot of those, okay, times 12 inches, okay? So let's just say that what the dark side does, it partitions the time when we're out of time, and each time, each interval, then we'll say at a 30 second of an inch, they're in a different dimensional frequency or a different place in the darkness. And so we have all these particular frames, if you would, like movie frames, in place running the exact same time or just after each other in the time that we're turned off in the darkness. So it might be just easier to use like a mental picture of a ruler. And knowing that each one of the little marks in that ruler is a different sequence of the time-controlled reality, the time matrix of the darkness. And this is how they can fit these things into us, because they can change that particular time. Now, if you took one of those 32nd of an inch markings, okay, and now you expanded it out, and now you put that, we'll say, into a clock dial, right, from say 12 o'clock at the top, going all the way around, you know, right to 12 again, 12, and it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you have that into now a sub-dimension of the darkness. This is where they can put these things. And so we have many darkness dimensions that are going and working together in sequence out of time, and this is how they can imprint us with so much information. So since we don't even have a clue that we're not here, it's hard for the normal mind that we use to look at these energies and say, gee, how can they do this to me? I'm always here. I don't feel that. I don't sense that. Well, this is what they do, is they take these intervals and do even subdimensional designations of the darkness, and they put these things all together. So in a sense, it's quite like watching strobe disc firing, okay? And one we'll say one fires at 1 second, and then maybe a millisecond after that, another one fires, and another one fires, and all of a sudden, these create a whole picture, because each one of these, when they fire, is the whole frame of this darkness energy that's imprinted inside of you. Does that help you, Larry?
Yes, it does. I think what you're saying, too, is that this subdimensional expansion is for each digit of the on the ruler, the inch. You have a subdimensional expansion, is that right?
Yes, that's correct, yes. So each one of these little markings on your ruler is the main one, and then underneath that is many more that fire at sequential order. So we can have many of these things going off at that same interval, because we don't really perceive, this time frame reality of the darkness. We just think that we're here. We don't look at it like through, say, a microscope or a way to slow stuff down. If we could strobe the body, at a certain rate, which is what the light chip does, they'll strobe us, and they'll actually see the dark reality that's created inside of us. Otherwise, it'll look like a physical representation of us. So they have to slow the time down and go into the dark energy of time and look at it and actually strobe it to get these things out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have another way of saying it, which might be more understandable to the listening audience, you could do that too, Larry, if you understand what I'm saying, to make it maybe a little more clearer for people.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It's just a very advanced type of subterfuge, subdimensional expansion, a very exacting, precise way of subterfuge of controlling the body by subdimensional expansion, and it's just amazing their advanced technology to sabotage our body. That's the only comment I would have about it.
Okay, so if you understand it, maybe everybody else does too. So it's just different areas of time that they're using, and there's sub-dimensions in that time. It's kind of like going from an hour to a minute to a second, and then a millisecond going on down and down and down, and they can split the time-based reality up so that they can, be integrated with us continuously. And this is why, we have problems. We can work with one of those energies, and we can get rid of it, but what's happening to the next frame? So it's kind of like watching, like I say, different motion pictures at the same time, and they're just slightly out of sync with each other because they have to fit in an organized sequential order in order for them to perpetrate this on us. They're very, very advanced, very high technology. Remember, they made UFOs and flying saucers, and much, much more. So, we're still on, at least above ground. I won't talk about what we're doing underground, but above ground, we're still flying, jet aircraft, okay?
Yes, that's true.
But the underground, who knows what they're doing, They're just as probably as advanced as the ETs are. I won't get into that. There's other people talking about the underground governments, et cetera, but that's not my forte. You could do your own research on that. But basically, all we have here is like what we're seeing here is on the physical. We know we have a radio and a TV and a cell phone now, and that's where we think our technology is. And it's much more advanced than that. So, a gentleman who was a very good friend of L. Bielek, which people may know about, he was the one that was, I guess, one of the survivors, from the Philadelphia experiment. But anyway, his good friend, which was named, I think it's Phil Up or Phil Schneider, he's on YouTube, so it's easy to find him. He was the one that did the underground tunnels in the United States here. He was in charge of that. This is my understanding of it. You can't quote me, though. You have to find it out for yourself. But anyway, what he stated was that for every year on the surface, for every year underground that they're doing stuff with the aliens, whoever these people are, okay, they're 50 years ahead of us. So, you can look at that and say, well, what do we know about 50 years ago? We're basically almost at, say, 2010, so going back, from 40 years, we're actually living consciously in like 1960 right now, if you were to take that same scenario. You follow me?
Yes, uh-huh.
And so our minds are, you know, so they're that much ahead of us. How much did we improve from 1960 to now? Well, that's where they already are, you see. So,
mm-hmm.
like I said, our mental concept here, and that's what his words were. He has videos out and stuff that you can obtain. But basically, you know, as we think that we know a lot here and what's being invented, it's already created. And so, you know, the sci-fi movies that we get kind of give us a glimpse. Maybe they're only 20 years ahead of the future. But remember, they're still reading the dark side script. The people who sit down and want to create and write a movie, et cetera, what are they tuning into? They're tuning into the dark side script. And the dark side script is the mind energy. So they're tuning into collective consciousness, thinking of what their movies are, and they're showing us what's out there. And normally, they're showing us what's going to be our future, because that's what they're reading. Because if they wrote something, you know, who's going to write a movie, you know, right now about a brand new Model T Ford? Okay, you're going to go, why am I watching this movie? This isn't going to draw any audience. That's in the past. What's going to make you intrigue you is what's going to be in the future. So you go to movies normally to see what's, you know, going to be happening in the future. You know, you may not go to it consciously because of that, but the mind control energy is probably allowing you to see it so you can see what's going to be happening to you in the future so that you can become aware of it. And this way it becomes your reality. So when it finally hits you of what the future is going to be like, you go, oh, I already know what that's like. I saw it on movies 10, 20 years ago. You understand the drift of that, Larry?
Yes, I do. This is opening us up tremendously to inner expansion of our awareness about how time, space can be altered into an expansion, which I never realized before. This is opening us up, I think, a lot to the interdimensional reality of space expansion.
Yes. So you might check out Phil or Philip Schneider. I think it's S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R on YouTube. I was told that he's there. I haven't seen it myself, but people have told me that he does. He's on there doing his little seminars and stuff. And he was actually killed in 1995. So what you're seeing is actually old stuff. And anyway, I won't get into his stuff. There's plenty of people out there with the conspiracy conferences and things that people go to. And I'm sure his videos are available and stuff. But from what I understand, he's on YouTube, and you can check him out. I happen to talk to
him. Okay, well, great. Thank you very much, Ron, for that information.
Okay. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Well, thank you, Larry. It's always great to hear all the different comments and questions. It's all great. Thank you. So it's as if we're really in kindergarten, Ron, wouldn't you say? Humanity here, we're the ones above ground living the normal life. We just haven't really gotten out of kindergarten.
Yeah, we don't have a clue what's really happening. And, you know, the light ship will bring forth information to me what's happening somewhat, but they still can't tell me everything. It is, you know, first of all, our brain probably wouldn't accept it, or my brain maybe wouldn't. I do see lots of things on the light ship, but, you know, I am dampened down quite a bit. But basically, you know, what we think our reality is we don't have a clue. And I like watching the old black and white movies, because you start to see, you know, like in the 30s, maybe to the 50s, you start seeing the mind control patterns and how the movies were showing us how rich people were, you know, these buildings with the very, very tall ceilings, and they're dressed perfectly fine, and it was all about wealth. And I don't think, I think it was just maybe the powers to be showing a movie to show themselves how wealthy they are, so that you could look at it as a poor person and saying, gee, I wish I could be that wealthy person, you know. But I think they're just showing themselves off to themselves, you know, flaunting their wealth and their abilities. So anyway, if you look at the old black and white movies, you're going to see that. Plus, you're probably not going to see the flat bottom clouds. You're going to see the clouds that look like popcorn, the way they're supposed to be. You're not going to see the alien clouds out there of mind control. But it was still here. But the main thing is, yeah, we don't have a clue what's going on. And, you know, by the time you finally figure out what's happening, is probably way, way too late. This is why these healings that we do are so important to weed out of us, and I guess weed would be a good word, to get out of us these alien, to make it very loosely sounding, the alien implants. And that goes very deep. If you've been on the call, you know there's a lot more than that, but to keep it a very general for the person who's a first-time listener who may have heard about alien implants, these calls are all about that. And basically, it gets rid of the energy that should not be in the physical body that the dark side put into you. And the dark side is the aliens, because there is an intelligence there that's doing this. And it's not from this earth, typically. It could be underground, but typically it's not going to be from somebody like your neighbor sending you all this crap, and you want to get it out of you. So anyway, this is what these calls do, and it allows you to have more of your spirit in your body, which makes you feel better and to have healings done. This is the whole process of why we have this show, to get you more into your body with your spirit, and your spirit is your only protection. So anyway, back to you, Annika. Maybe we can see what's on the fast chat. And then maybe
we have a request for healing, but before I do, I wanted to continue, since you're talking about the mind control that happens and how we need to bring more back of ourselves into our bodies. I have a question from Jennifer here, who is asking, so if just prayers take us out of ourselves, you know, praying would allow us to be prey, and what can we do instead of praying to manifest what we want or need?
Well, you ask your spirit to bring it to you. You drop into your heart, and then you use the light energy, which is in your heart, to bring forth your manifestations. It works the same as the darkness, because the darkness copied the manifestation process of the light. So the darkness wants you to use your mind, which is what's controlling you, to bring that into your reality, which causes force of will, where the light and your spirit and your heart does not do that. It's the exact same way of working it, but you have to be heart-centered and heart-connected. And so, you know, praying, you know, outside of yourself, or asking something for a favor, which is what you're really doing, you see. You're asking some, let's say you go to church every week and you have a problem and you go to church and you pray to this alien god that you think you're connecting to, you know, the divine energy, but you're connecting to an alien god asking this thing for a favor. You know, you want something done, whatever that would be. And so what's the trade-off, you know? What's it going to do for you? What's in the unseen reality that you're asking it to do, and what's it connecting you with, you know? The old saying a long time ago, and we don't have a lot of cliches anymore like we used to have, but, you know, it's like, you know, trading something, you know, to the devil. You know, I don't know what that exact phrase was, but you're, you know, selling your soul to the devil. This is what you're doing when you pray to some something outside of yourself, you know. You know, you'd be better off, you know, asking something that's maybe physical from the earth. Ask a rock to help you, because that's going to be divine energy. Ask a tree to help you. You remember, these are spirits that were created by the earth spirit, and they're not infested with the alien energies. So you're much better ask the ocean, say, hey, help me, just so you don't get any octopus or squid energies coming to you. But the other energies are divine energies. That's why they're neutral. Remember, love energy is a neutral energy. And love energy cannot use force of will to bring you something. You could probably get advice on what to do next, but it will never prompt you or push you into doing something. And so this is kind of the way I perceive it. Remember, love energy always says yes. It says, okay, you want to do this? You want to go out and hit your finger with a hammer? It will say, yes, you can do this, because it's not in judgment. You know, by doing it to yourself, you may have pain, but it's not going to say, you know, don't do this, you know, because it's strictly the light that never judges its own creation. It can't do that. If it did judge its creations, there'd be no more light. Then it would be in darkness. So you have to realize that your spirit is only there to give you the advice that it can give you, and it won't tell you what to do, but it will give you intuition, but it can never force you to do anything, because the light does never forces anything. And this is why when you ask something outside of yourself for a favor, which is what you're really doing when you're praying, right? You're asking for help and assistance. Well, you're asking for a favor. And at that point, then you're connected to something, and what's the contract that you signed for this favor, okay? Did you sell your soul to the devil? And a lot of times you get stuff stolen from you. Part of your spirit gets taken away to the darkness, like we talked earlier. You know, what you mention is part of your toe-in, you know, because you had to give up something to get something back to yourself, to get a favor done. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I have one request for a healing. Mike was asking for healing for abdominal pains, possibly an ulcer.
Okay, we'll run some energy there, Mike, see what we can do here. What I'd recommend is also get on the website, probably do maybe some activations, you know, for the object activations, and very possibly some water activations. You know, get on those. They're very inexpensive. And, you know, put in there in the drop-down box is what you want to have that done for. You can also ask the light beings, too, the light beings that are male, female, non-gender to help you also. It'll say light beam healings on the navigation link. But here we go. I'm going to take away some energy here, and we'll see if this helps you here. On the show last Friday, and the date on that, I'm pulling it up here, is very good. If anybody's listening, go on to that archive. The date for Friday was the 28th. It was an hour and a half show, very good about healings. So you may want to write that down and put that, you know, onto a list there so you can listen to it. And here we go. We're doing some clearing here. Remember, everything starts from your ancestors and moving forward. So you could be dealing with an issue that happened, you know, 25,000 years ago. And it just popped up in your genetics. So everything that was brought forward was from judgment, and that created a physical problem, which could be an ulcer. And now you may be dealing with that because your ancestors thought something, and that's where the energy got stuck, which made out-of-balance energy. So you only have two energies. You have energy which is divine, which is in balance, we'll say. And then you have out-of-balance energy, which is connected to the darkness, which brings it into judgment, you know, and that's the out-of-balance energy which causes disease and illness. So here we go. Still doing some clearing here. Hope this is helping you, Mike. Okay. And still clearing. Okay. Just see what that does for you, Mike. Hopefully that gave you some relief there. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. We have some questions about the barcodes, and that is part of what you clear from us. So Chris was wondering about what exactly is the emotional stress barcode, and Ren was asking what is the difference between spirit barcode and the ascension barcode.
Okay, good question. Okay, the emotional stress barcode is what the dark side put on you, and that brings in stress into you, and you're connected to stress. So, what is the major problem here that we deal with? We have emotional traumas, emotional stress. So the stress causes the body to slow down, to cause illnesses, okay? And then the stress, you know, probably starts the chain reaction, and then from there you get into the death barcode. So this is why we have them both on the same particular healing. You first do your death barcode, which brings back your energy. And then you want to find out why you got this problem, which is probably because of the stress barcode, all the stress in your whole life. Remember, when you have stress, you may not have stress this moment as you're listening to this program because you're out of time. Maybe the stress left you. But remember, all your stress that you've had in this lifetime is from prior lifetimes. But mainly we'll talk about this lifetime. So if you were stressed out, let's say you're stressed out a year ago, well, did you heal the stress? Probably not. It just went away because you moved on with something else. Maybe you were worried about paying a phone bill for, say, $200, and, you know, it came due, and you called the phone company, and you said, can you give me a couple of extra weeks on it because I have money coming? And during that time, you were stressed out. You paid the bill, you know, in 2 weeks, you know, everything was honky-dory, so the stress left you because it went away. Well, the bill went away, you paid the phone bill, but the stress still is accumulated in your body. It's being held someplace, but you got out of it, but you're still hanging on to it. It didn't leave you. It's energy. Energy never goes. So all of a sudden, you have your whole lifetime here with stress, and you just don't realize it because that physical body is storing it along with these invisible energetic bodies. So what happens is the stress is always with you, and when your next stress comes, it could compound it, and maybe you have the same situation over again because of, quote, karma. Remember, they want to kill you with that phone bill. And so you get another phone bill coming about because you didn't heal the last one, and it keeps perpetuating itself. So this is why you want to get the stress barcode off of you, and that's included with the alien death barcode. Now, the spirit barcode, hope I answer the question on that. So your stress never leaves you until you get rid of it. And the barcode is in place to give you stress, okay? Remember, the barcode is put into, like we talked earlier on the program that Larry brought up, it's put into these energies that are out of time. But yet they still respond to you and react to you. So the spirit barcode, death one, is what you want to get off of you. And now we have the barcode. Okay. The spirit barcode keeps your spirit reincarnating here, okay? So it forces it back into each lifetime. That's how the dark side keeps track of you. If your spirit didn't have a barcode, it might figure out a way, although it's probably too brainwashed to figure it out because it's living in and programmed with time energy, with the darkness. But if it could figure out a way to get out, you know, it could probably leave. But instead it's held here captive by the barcode on it, on the spirit. So you want to get that off you so you can leave the earth plane. Otherwise, ascension is going to come and they're going to take you sideways. They'll take you into one of these dark side universes. Just like I mentioned earlier on the program, you're going to be in some kind of sub-category of a dark side universe. You want to get that off of you. The next one is the ascension barcode. So they know when ascension is coming also. When it is, I don't know. Could be 2012. I can't swear to that. The light ship doesn't tell me. Because they only work in the now. They don't have any real predetermined dates. They have a basic time cycle that they're on because they work with the whole universe of light. We're just like a grain of sand of that. But they're trying to help us out here for the people who want to become awakened to get out of here. So the ascension barcode is what the dark side uses. When the ascension time comes near, they feel the energy shifting. The dark side feels the energy shifting. And they go, you know, we kind of think that this is going to happen within the next week. So they'll keep close eye on everything. And when the ascension begins, remember they turn off time, maybe they speed time up. And all of a sudden, the light ship comes to turn off the universe of light, and they go up. We'll catch us a millisecond before they turn off the time because we're sensing something's happening. That's the ascension barcode. And they take you sideways again. And this also works with your body. Now your body's not here, and your spirit's not here. Light ship comes, and you go, well, where is everybody on the earth? Oh, there's like maybe 500 people here, the ones that got attunements and are aware, you see. And everybody else is gone. So it does their work. The universe gets turned back on again, and then the dark side floods the planet full of people again. Remember, it's the blink of an eye, and they're living life as normal on their parallel universes, not knowing anything's ever happened. And they get put back here again. Just the sad part is that this earth may not be here any longer with the spirit energy that you resonate to. So you may not be able to come back here at all. You might be stuck on a dark side universe. So this is why this show is so positive. It tells you what's going to happen. You know, it's not that it's a grim thing that we're telling people. Look at me, they go, man, Ron, you're saying a lot of negative stuff. Well, you have to listen to it. This is what's here to save you and to help you. You got to be able to get in touch with your own spirit. That's what this show is about. So what I'm telling you is reality. You have to understand that reality is going to happen. You know, how many? That's why you're still here. You've been here for 80,000 years. Dividing that by 2,000 years, you missed 40 ascension cycles. How many more are you going to miss? You know, this is your job. This is the reason why you're here, is to get out of here. So this is why you're listening to this program. So it's not that this is a real negative show. I'm just telling you what's happening. It's up to you to make the choice what to do. This is the most important thing of your life, is to get out of here. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, I have Kat wondering about some strange gas in the air, at least where she is, hopefully not everywhere. That air is hurting her eyes today. Maybe we can do something for her eyes or bring in some other air for her.
Well, I'll change the oxygen. That's about all I can do here. The rest would be probably pretty complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The light ship isn't prepared to work with that completely yet. And they may not ever be able to work with it. I don't know. But here we go. So we'll bring in oxygen number 18 for healing. So you may want to take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. I'll count to 10. It'll be with us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So here we go. And you may start to feel the air changing as you're breathing. And how do you feel, Annika?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, that's interesting. I actually really feel that I needed that. So kind of surprised how good it feels.
I'll be with us for the end of the show here. So that's about all the light ship can do for you right now.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. So Nancy was also wondering, do fluorescent lights make us better for the ET? What about fluorescent lights?
Boy, I don't know. I imagine it could be, since you're watching a frequency strobe off and on, you know, basically we have in the States here anyway, we have 60 cycles per second. So every light bulb is being turned off and on, 120 times a second. So it's 60 cycles and each cycle has an up and a down to it. Okay. So you have a positive part and a negative part of the sine wave. So each cycle has two pulses. So that means that it's double that. So this is why 60 cycles is at 120. If it was 50 cycles, I know they have that, I believe, in Europe, then it would be 100. And so why it's 50 or 60, I honestly can't tell you. Some people claim that 50-cycle power generation is actually better for the body than 60, but I really can't confirm that. I know that the higher the frequency, if it would be even higher, you would be able to have the power transformers could be actually physically smaller. So if you go down lower in the frequency, you have to have more iron in the transformers, and that makes them larger physically. So that's probably why they chose 50 over 60, I'm guessing, just for cost. But I would assume that since the light is strobing, your body is actually being strobed, too, by the lights around you. And think of a strobe light imprinting you with energy. Maybe the dark side is actually imprinting their frequencies of manifestation of what they choose to manifest in you with that frequency, too. I'd be curious. I went through a town once a long time ago when we had a power outage someplace. I don't know where it was, but there was a power outage, and driving through the town felt completely different than it did, or any town did, we'll say, normally. So, and also maybe you might even notice this when you go out maybe in a country setting or rural setting where there's no power lines around. Your body responds differently, and you know, that may have been why, maybe subconsciously in the old days, they used to run the electrical wiring through metal conduit, and now they don't typically do that. So I would think that that could be part of the reason. There are people who go out with little EMF tools, and they point it at different things in your house, and they tell you which ones, you know, have a problem because it's generating what you call EMF, electromagnetic waves, which is like a little transmitter coming off of your wires. And if you get too close to them, you know, it can bother you. This is why people say not to use a heating blanket because of the EMF radiation being really close to your body. But anyway, that's food for thought for everybody. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay, the EMF radiation protection is always good to do. Also, if you want to activate some object to help you with that, that is one of the ones that is as a suggestion on the object charging. And I've been doing that time and again, and it seems very beneficial. Chris was saying before that he got quite tired, especially when you were talking with Larry, and maybe sometimes when we don't really, or it's too much for us to hear, could that be making us tired, or maybe it's very mental and takes us out too much?
Yeah, I would say as you start hearing more of the truth, the implants go off. And the mind wants to shut down because the implants are saying, uh-oh, we're getting too close to the truth of reality here. So I'll make this person maybe turn the show off, go to sleep, have selective hearing. All these, I would say, making you tired would be the fact that you may want to listen to the archive over again and, you know, have that, have the information because your mind may not want to accept it. Remember, the hardest thing to do is to change somebody's belief system because the darkness does not want to have your belief system changed because they gave you that belief system. So whatever you believe is from the darkness. If you're in the heart, then there's no belief system. Everything is pure divine energy. So your belief system is all of darkness, and the darkness does not want you to have it taken away because they have controlling implants in your belief system. Just to give you an example, you walk into, say, a grocery store, and you know where the shopping carts are. That's a belief system, right? And you know exactly what aisle to go down to because you're running a past belief system. And if you notice, sometimes if the store rearranges stuff, you get very frustrated because now you have to think for yourself. You have to start to figure out what's going on. And the dark side wants you to have this predetermined script so that you're like a zombie. So you know exactly where to go to buy a banana. You know where to go to buy maybe your eggs. You know where to go to buy a piece of fruit. And this is probably why all the stores that are chains are made the exact same way, because it's mind control. You know exactly where to go to. You know, if they were to change everything around, then you have to think for yourself, and you're not used to doing that, so you may not want to go to that store ever again if things start moving around all the time. Interesting thought, isn't it? Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, that is interesting. And also about the barcodes, if you, I don't know if you do them as a seven-generational barcode clearing. And if you do, would you, Ren was asking, would that mean my parents would be clear and not need separate barcode clearing sessions?
Well, I'm not prepared to run the energy for a seven-generational barcode like that. So right now it's not available.
Mm-hmm. Chris was wondering if we can have a sample of parallel life clearing.
Sure. So let's ask Chris which one he wants. So we'll wait and have him type back on again here. Does he want on-planet or off-planet? We could even do something where maybe it's a parallel life underground even. So I'll have him type in which one he wants. So we have parallel lives that are cloned Earth planets with cloned bodies. We have parallel lives. These are all off-planet, where it's off-planet where some kind of maybe planet that we know nothing about with physical clone bodies. And we'll just see what he comes up with here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we have Everett wondering. He says he needs a lot, but if I get energies cleared or unblocked for job or money, what can you suggest there to in order to afford healing?
Boy, the first thing you want to have done typically is the emotional clearing. So that's what you need first because everything stems from the emotions. And that runs $5 times your age. If you happen to be over 60, then it's not over $300. So all the years above 60 are free to you. So it just depends what age you are. So that's what it costs. You can do that online, and that's the starting point. Also, another starting point, what you may want to consider is the alien death barcode. So maybe if you're having job problems or something, maybe, you know, it might be energy related. I don't know. But the barcode clearing for $150, for what I understand by talking to people, they feel like they're 10 years younger with their energy, and they have all kinds of energy now. And that could be preventing you from moving forward on a job. So I don't know. If some caller wants to come in and talk about the barcode clearing, the alien death barcode clearing, if they've had it, they might want to explain to Everett how they felt after having it. That would be great if somebody wants to call in. I can only tell you what I have received, but I'd like people to talk about and share how they feel, how it's affected them. So if somebody could call in, that'd be great. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. A comment here from Kath when you were bringing in the oxygen 18, number 18 for healing. She says that, thank you so much, her eyes feel silky. So thank you so much, Kath, for mentioning that. And Chris is mentioning, yes, off-planet, please. So that is the off-planet parallel light clearing he wanted.
Okay, so this clearing is for off-planet. These are planets that we know nothing about, okay? These are, we'll call it alien planets, okay? And you're walking around there in a physical body on an alien planet that's probably unknown to you. And so your spirit may have to figure out what's happening there, because normally you go to Earth appearing planets. So you have all your friends here on the Earth. You know what it looks like. It's cloned after this one, but this is a strange planet. So here we go. We'll take away 10 of these here. Remember, there's a couple thousand, if not more, of these things that we have to deal with. And your spirit brings back the emotional energy as it lived on these planets. And who knows what that's going to be like. So here we go. First planet, released. Second, released. Third, released. Fourth, that one's pretty heavy for some people out there. Wow. There we go. Fifth, released. Sixth, released. Seventh, released. Eight, released. Nine, released, and 10, released. There we go. So I mentioned about the emotional clearing. You just need it one time for this lifetime. It starts at your current age. It actually starts at the exact millisecond when you start the clearing. And it goes from that point in our linear time here, created by the darkness, since we're living in time, back to your conception. And you just have to do that one time, and that's complete. If you wish, you can go on to the unlimited after that at any time. It costs $50, and then you can clear from that moment in time when you started the clearing, and that will go into the future. I have to restate that. So if you did it a week prior, if you did it, say, a month after your clearing, then you can clear back to when the clearing started, okay? And that keeps you current. So this is why I have the unlimited on there for most of the clearings, so you can stay current with all your clearings. And the emotional one is very good, because if you're dealing with some kind of issue, you can go right on the website 24/7 as often as you want and clear it. And then you're back into a balance again, and then you can use your heart energy. Remember, when you're in the emotions, you're out of your heart. You want to get put back into the current present moment, where there's no time to get your spiritual guidance. This is why these clearings are so important, so you can become more heart-centered and get out of the drama and trauma and live in the moment. And then you can make much, much better decisions for yourself. Otherwise, you're in emotions. And then you're up and down, back and forth, and then other people tie into you. And it gets to be, you know, an emotional roller coaster ride here, which everybody knows about. This is like Disneyland, you know. Emotional Disneyland. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Ron, Chris was mentioning that you, Ron, was saying something about a new clearing with a parallel life clearing that would deal with the underground.
Yeah, I haven't done that one yet. We could do that here. It's not on the website, so I'll do a sample of this one here. So this is for people who are living on the Earth, and they created a parallel lifetime of you living underground in that reality. I talk to a lot of people, and they claim, yeah, they go, I feel like I'm underground living sometimes, you know. I see, like, you know, dim lights at times. It feels a little different, but I'm living under the Earth. So if you relate to that, we'll just see what happens here, because I have no idea how you're going to feel. So we're going to take this, and again, it'd be different planets that would be cloned Earth planets with an underground. Okay? And here we go. Give this one a try. First time on the show we're doing this. So here we go. Oh, man, I'm yawning. So first planet released, first lifetime. Second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released out of. So that was a pretty heavy clearing. Anyway, it's just normal. All the clearings that we do typically at some point are heavy, because we're being controlled by the darkness, living in the darkness reality of consciousness. This is why you want to go to your heart. So, remember, when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're out of time, you're in the light with spirit. Back to you, Annika.
Wow, that made me a little dizzy there. I was just about to think, oh, I didn't feel that one very much, and then all of a sudden I felt very dizzy. So something is going on there. I just see a really nice comment from Everett. I really want to mention that. He says, I love the site for acquiring more spirit energies. It helps.
I think I have heard a
beep. I hear a caller, yeah. Hello.
Hi, Annika.
Hi, is that Kat?
Hi, yes, I was calling because Ron had asked about the caller to call in, if the caller had the alien death barcode removal. Was that this show? This is the right one, right?
Yes.
I know they're low on time, but would you like me to say a little bit for Chris to know?
We would love to.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, great. Well, first of all, to everyone and Chris, when you do the death, alien death barcode removal, it is very profound because it removes not only the memories, but all of the future patterns, too. So you end up having people treat you very nicely after. Your energy is very full and rich. You have a very more enjoyable time making decisions. You know, people don't seem to be challenging you. People that were challenging you might look at you and smile and either walk away or not. It almost really helps everything be now. If you could do anything, do that. I mean, I also had the emotional clearings done, and they're constant all the time, every day. But ever since this alien death barcode, and then the, make sure if you have that, have the included emotional stress body barcode, because that, I didn't know what so much stress was from that. So that's a nice gift Ron threw in there.
Great. Thank you, Kathleen, for calling.
Sure. It's such a wonderful gift. I'll hang up now so you have time. Bye.
Yep, it's very well put. This is great. To see what happens is when you have the death barcode energy on you, people treat you differently because they see you as dying. And, you know, who wants to be around somebody who's dying? You know, how many of you out there are going to run out after this show and go to the hospital and go to the intensive care ward, you know, and see people who are hooked up to things who are maybe going to be living for the next hour or two? You don't want to hang out with those people. You know, why is that? Because they reek of the death energy, and you don't want to get it attracted to you. Well, people read that on you psychically, okay? People sense that. Your body senses it. Doesn't want to hang around people who have death barcodes on it, you know, because you're going to be taking on the energy to yourself. Remember, your body may want to heal that other person. It may well say, well, this person has cancer, so my body feels sorry for you. I'm going to take on that energy of cancer. I'll take away some of the emotional stress. Your body, remember, you know, still wants to help other people. The body is there to see other life forms like itself. People don't understand this. You know, they don't think that. They just think their mind runs everything. Well, the body, you know, is kind of like a mind too. It realizes pain from other people and suffering, and it's there to help out, to lend a helping hand. You know, you may notice that sometimes, you know, you may be walking someplace and somebody may need some assistance, and somehow you just get pulled over there. You don't know what actually happened. Well, your body is trying to come to the aid of somebody. Well, it may come to somebody who's dying, you know, and taking on the energy to make them live a little bit longer. We don't understand that, how the body actually functions. It has its own consciousness. We're not in tune with our bodies that much. If you go really deep into it, you know, it doesn't want to live in judgment. It wants to live free in love and light. So I'll just throw that into it. So, yeah, when you have that clearing, people will see you different. They're going to see you vibrant. They're going to see you like a younger person. You know, like I said, who wants to go to a hospital and see people hooked up to tubes? You don't want to do that. It frightens your body. And also, you know, also going to an older home, like a rest home or something. How many of you went out to a rest home in your town and been to, let's say we wanted to go to 10 of them. You don't want to hang out with those old people. They have great information to tell you, but they all reek of the stench of death because they don't have the barcodes cleared. They're going to be dying soon. So, you know, look at this realistically. So when you get the death barcode off of you, you are a different person. So, Annika, we should be closing here. So, our next event will be Sundays, this coming Sunday, with the physical body organ rejuvenation. And we'll be also working with the nervous system to restore that. So you can contact me. It'll be up on the website. Probably emails out within maybe a few days here. And or just send me something on healing@creationlightship.com. I just got the phone number and PIN number for the event, so I'll have that right now. If you need that, then you can use PayPal to pay on it. It's $200 for the first person. If you have a spouse, they're $100. And children under 18 are free if they live in your house. And also, so are your animals and pets. They have those things, too, on them. So I'll turn it over to you, Annika, for closing.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ron. We have more things we can do, say, for next week. So looking forward to hearing from you on Wednesday.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody. And our next VBS program will be on Wednesday at, I think it's about 7 o'clock on Wednesday. See you later, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.